said to Cousin Jen, sitting on the porch. I won't retire, but I might retread. Seen like that guy singing this song, been doing it for a long time. Is there anything he knows that he ain't said? Sing a song for freedom. Sing a song for love. Sing a song for depressed angels falling. See, but he couldn't read without his glasses on. How can all these people afford so many things? When I was young, people wore what they had on, and Mama said, a little love and affection in everything you do will make the world a better place, with or without you. Little love and affection in everything you do. Artist compared. Goals and visions and afterthoughts for the 21st century. And mostly came up with nothing, and the truth was never learned. And the human race just kept rolling on. Rolling through the fight. Religious wars, rolling down the temple walls and the church's exposed sores. Rolling through the fighting, the religious wars, mostly came up with nothing. You'll see much better now. Said that young girl of Edith and Earl. But Grandpa just kept staring. He was lost in some distant thought. Then he turned and he said, did you have a young girl? A little love and affection in everything you do will make the world a better place, with or without you. With or without you, a better place. With or without you, hear that rooster crowing down on the double E. It's a new morning dawning on the green, bouncing off the towers. The sun's headed down to the streets. The business meeting window shades are drawn. Another morning edition is headed for the porch, because Grandma puts down the paper before Grandpa raises his fork. A little love and affection in everything you do. A better place. Hear the rooster crowing. Folks, nice to see you. I love playing in Florida. Thank you. And I'm not just saying that, because I'll say it the next time I come back, too. I'm doing some new songs for you tonight, because that's what I have to do. And then I'm going to do some old ones for you later on. These songs are about a place called Greendale. And a family that lives in Greendale. The Green family. Edith and Earl Green. And their beautiful young daughter, Sun Green. Earl Green is a Vietnam veteran. He's been painting since he got back in 1968. He's been painting psychedelic pictures nonstop since then. He's having a little trouble selling them, though. That's why he's not here tonight. He's out trying to sell them. And Edith is just a beautiful girl who grew up to be a great mom. And she danced a lot. She was beautiful, had a good time wherever she went. That's why Earl loved her. And they had this great, beautiful son. Her daughter, excuse me, by the name of Sun Green. That's what confused me there. Yeah, so anyway, I hope you liked this. I want to talk to you a little bit tonight. Just relax and flow with it, and you'll be okay. We're rocking. Sun Green's doing her homework right now. She's working on a book report. He's working on a book called How to Use the Media by a lawyer from California. And she's also working on an environmental project, an essay on saving Alaska, America's last wilderness. Living on the double E in the sun. sunshine of her life. There's a really young filly, but mom and daddy won't let her leave. Mom and papa won't let her go. But when they go out dancing, she breaks out on her own. She's hot enough to burn the house down, and mom and daddy don't know. Double E, they nearly made history. The locals rose up, and some of them were mad as hell, 'cause it used to be the double L. Time goes slow in the country when you're new. Trust. Years fly by uneventful, and memories turn to dust. Colors on, with the sun shining in her eye, cruising by the bars and honky-tonks where she met Grandpa and caught that young man's eye. Dusty white Eldorado, cruising through the trees, slipping through the shadows of what used to be. Back in the day, living in the summer. In the day, living in the summer of love. Thank you. Thank you.
Greendale, there's a jail. It was built in 1911, and it's a one-room jail. And it doesn't really do anything different. It houses criminals. Well, there is one other thing about it. It's a little different. The devil's been living there since 1911. And Captain John Green has a boat in the harbor of Greendale. Hey, shut up, asshole. I can hear you. I'm not that old. God, I waited 30 years to start talking, and then this guy's like, here, I don't know what the hell. That's okay, we're forging on. And I love you anyway. And I'll play your old songs when I get to them. Here's a song for Captain John Green, who won't go into Greendale anymore because of some past histories. He's telling his mate and his helmsman why not to go into Greendale. Streets of hate, where the devil died. Who knows what he ate? It's a simple thing, trying to stay afloat. The captain said, without his boat, some things are getting better. All the things a little worse. It's a situation much like a curse. It's the devil's sidewalk. It's the devil's door. I try to avoid it, said the captain of the shore. There's a garden growing and a million weeds with no way of knowing who has done which deed. You got to be free. John Lennon said that, and I believe in love, but I believe in action when push comes to shove. Who cares what you believe, said the captain of man. If you stood in my shoe, your eyes would be glazed.
children laugh.
Green Day.
And the old folks sing.
Green Day.
Where the church bell toll.
Green Day.
For a miraculous thing.
Green Day.
Where the big red furnace.
Green Day.
Just rose and rolled.
Green Day.
Where the big heart beats.
Green Day.
Where the big wheel rolls.
Thank you, you're a great audience. Thank you very much. Outside of Greendale, there's a sign right on the edge of the highway. It says, Leaving Greendale. And just a little bit north of that sign is a big clear channel billboard. Talk to the billboard. Talk to the billboard. Okay, now. Be relatively polite to the billboard. Okay, so you know, like, right under the billboard, Officer Carmichael has found a place to park his patrol car. Highly respected officer.
Flashlight found the gun. Then Jet pulled the trigger in a split second tragic blunder. You think about living, what life has to tell. Said Jet to Grandpa from inside his cell. Camouflage hung in his closet, guns all over the wall. Plans for buildings and engineers, and a book with no numbers to call. The whole town was stunned. They closed the post highway for 12 hours. No one could believe it. Jet was one of ours. Across the ocean, living in the internet, it's the cause of an explosion no one has heard yet. There's no need to worry, there's no reason to fuss. Just go on about your work now and leave the driving to us. And we'll be watching you in everything you do. And you can do your part by watching others too. Put down a paper, staring in disbelief. Jet had always been good to him, never gave him any grief. The moral of this story is try not to get too old. More time you spend on earth, the more you see unfold. Thought this must to be told. Some people are taking pure bullshit and turn it into gold. Yeah.
Carmichael was a local Greendale resident, and he left behind a beautiful widow. And he left behind some wreckage. There were some things about Carmichael that people didn't know.
Thank you.
to the fourth in everything he did. It's like we got a big hole in our side where he fit. If any of you officers would like to say a word, now would be the time to be heard. Well, thank you, Chief. I sure would. Carmichael was a partner of mine. He was always very careful and played it straight down the line. One by one, the officers spoke, and the service drew to a close. He had no living relatives but his wife, who never showed. She just couldn't face the men, and they all understood. They got in their cars and drove home as directly as they could. Said goodbye today, but we had our share of good times though along the way. Remember, hey Mr. Las Vegas, he used to be so cool. We saw Wayne Newton down at Pebble Beach and you acted like a fool. Just couldn't stop laughing. It seemed that funny to us. We left our luggage back in the room and almost missed the bus. That was a great vacation, maybe the best of all. But goddamn it, Carmichael, you're dead now, and I'm talking to the wall.
course got back to normal. Carmichael was replaced. For 1 year, nobody parked a car in Carmichael's space. Thank you. You're a great audience, everybody. This is to Officer Carmichael. See you in the future. Okay, folks, I told you a little bit about Earl Green, Vietnam vets painting psychedelic paintings. And he had a rough time because he could never sell these paintings, as beautiful as they were. Son loved those paintings. Every night she'd go and visit him in his studio and look at the painting and see what he'd done. And she knew if you stood in front of one's painting for like 5 minutes or so, you start to hear conversations, see the painting moving, and see people kissing and babies being born, see people fighting, see all kinds of things going on in those paintings. But Earl couldn't sell them to anybody. So one night Earl was unable to sell his paintings. He decided to go to a motel and get on the internet, check out eBay, see if he could sell his paintings there. It was pretty depressing. A lot of thoughts went through his mind. I'd like to sing a song about that now. How it ain't rock and roll and it's real quiet. And sometimes I am that way.
Get past it, the negative thing. Lawyers in business, you get what you bring. No one's sorry, you did it yourself. It's time to relax now, and then give it hell. Someday, you'll find every everything you're looking for. Someday you'll find everything you're looking for. He didn't bet on the Dodgers to beat the Giants, and David came up. Now you gotta pay up. You didn't count on that. Geez, half the money's gone. A month is still young. Where are you gonna go now? Can't go to your brother, cause that money's all gone. Can't go to your friends. Someday you'll find everything you're looking for. Someday you'll find everything you're looking for. Out like a bandit for all these years. What are you working for? One more big score? What are you trying to prove? Trying to get closer, but not too close. Try to get through, but not be through. Nobody can touch you now. You're invisible, but I can touch you now. You're invisible. You got too many secrets. Bob Dylan said that. Something like that. Someday you'll find everything you're looking for. Someday we'll find everything we're looking for. Someday you'll find everything you're looking for.
Thank you. You know, it's a great place there. You got a great place. Tampa, St. Pete. You can do a lot of things here. You can do a lot of different things here, too. Every time I come here, there's a thunderstorm. It never fails. And it's a beautiful thing. It woke me up this morning. Yeah, I think they tuned them. Jed's in jail. He's not getting out. He'll never get out. He screwed up big time. And the press wants to know all about the Green family. They want to talk to Grandpa. They want to do a family special on the Greens to see what kind of a family to raise a cop killer. They want to get them all out there.
Towards
track in the county jail. From Lenore. Son touched the cold steel bars as she pushed the letter in. Jed took it up and read it, and he couldn't hide a grin. Outside the jail window, a crow flew across the sky, completely disappearing behind each bar, and then a helicopter flew by. Say hi to Earl and Edith. Tell them I'm doing fine. Tell them it's time for you to leave home now, son. And they ought to cut the line. Can Grandma come and see me? Song to sing. It's longer than all the others combined, and it doesn't mean a thing.
squeal. Generators were running. Fans parked out in the field. TV crews and cameras. They wanted to interview Grandpa on the porch. They came through the gate and up on the lawn, knocking down Edith's tiki torch. Well, Grandpa saw them there, looking through the Venetian blind. Those people don't have any respect, so they won't get any of mine. I ain't gonna talk about gin. I don't watch Channel 2 or 6 or 9. I don't have time to talk that fast, and it ain't my crime. An honor to be on TV, and it ain't a duty either. The only good thing about TV is shows like Leave It to Beaver, shows with love and affection, like Mama used to say, a little Mayberry living. Go a long, long way. He took Earl's gun down from the closet, and he loaded up both barrels. Went out on the porch and fired them off. And up walked a woman named Carol. Susan Carol from Early Magazine. I got some questions to ask. Well, you can stick them where the sun don't shine, Grandpa said with a gasp. Then he fell face first and let out a sigh. And Edith ran out in shock. Grandpa was whispering to her from down on the floor. It looked like he was trying to talk. That guy just keeps singing. Somebody shut him up. I don't know for the life of me where he comes up with that stuff. Picture of Carmichael on the front page, posing with a little league baseball team and a CD shot of Jet on a motorcycle. Grandpa died like a hero, fighting for freedom of silence, trying to stop the media, trying to be anonymous.
You know, when I was writing these songs, I didn't know what I was doing. And that's pretty normal, but when I started writing songs with characters in them and everything, I knew I was doing something different. And I remember when I was 3 years old, I went up and I saw my daddy in his study. And he had a typewriter up there. He wrote a lot of books. And I was three, and I went up there. I got up my nerve because I wasn't supposed to go up there. I went up and I saw him. I said, "Hey, Daddy, what are you doing?" And he looked down at me. He said, "Hey, Neil, I'm writing." And I said, "Well, what are you writing?" And he said, "I don't know." So that was it. I learned something right there. I don't know what I'm doing, but I just follow it along, you know? So when Grandpa died, we were all feeling kind of depressed in the studio. Yeah, depressed looking bunch of, you know what I mean? I started wondering, is this over? I mean, am I going to write any more of these, or is this it? And then I woke up the next morning and I was thinking, well, what about Grandma? What happened to Grandma?
For the double E. She was bringing down dinner for Grandpa. It was crawling with vitamins, tender as a mother's love. Tender as a mother's love.
Tender as a mother's love.
When she saw the TV vans.
Love.
Side door was open. There were three TVs. Grandpa's face was on everyone. He was talking to a woman with a microphone. She was sexy and her hair was all done. Sun Green came down and met Grandma then. My, you're such a beautiful girl. Mother Earth needs more like you. You should go out now, see the world. What's Grandpa doing on TV? I got his dinner in the car. All these bands have blocked our way, but we can carry it. It's not too far. dear grandpa died. Speaking out against anything unjust or packed with lies. She chained herself to a statue of an eagle in the lobby of Power Co. And started yelling through a megaphone.
There's corruption on the highest floor.
Suits poured out of elevators. Phone heads began to speak.
Can't trust anyone.
Security couldn't get her down. She was welded to the eagle's beak.
Hey, Mr. Crow.
Some blow torches. News cameras recorded her speech.
And the city was plunged into darkness by an unpredictable roaring blackout. The White House always blames the governor, seeing a solution as for the mayor.
On top of that great bronze eagle, Sun's voice was loud and clear. She said,
"Power is ripping with the White House. The whole life our state with fear."
It was a golden moment,
in
the history of TV news. No one could believe it. It just got great reviews.
Now.
son Green got busted for pot, and it made the headline news. But then the charges all got dropped, and the story got confused. She still liked to make Julia butterfly and see what remedy brings. And be a goddess in the planet wars, trying to save the living thing. But that might not be easy, living on the run. Mother Earth has many enemies, there's much work to be done.
Is bruising in the-
machines. We got a job to do. We got to say hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. You're a great audience. Thank you very much, Tampa St. Pete.
a crowded, hazy bar, dancing on the light from star to star. Far across the moonbeam, I know that's who you are. Saw your brown eyes turning once to fire.
Safer where the feelings stay.
wanna love you, but I'm getting blown away. Somewhere safer where the feelings stay.